This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Brian Larson. The holiday shopping season is well underway, but delays continue to plague the redevelopment of Foothills Mall in Fort Collins. Here to talk more about the growing price tag with this project and where things stand 6 months after missing the deadline for a summer groundbreaking is Northern Colorado Business Report publisher Jeff Nuttall. Jeff, the mall is 40 years old. It was expanded twice back in the 1980s. When did talks about redevelopment get underway?
When it was sold to California-based General Growth Properties in 2005, redevelopment talks with the city began almost immediately. But nothing about this project has been easy. And when General Growth went bankrupt, it was sold again to Alberta Partners in 2012. And redevelopment talks began all over again.
Well, we had the redevelopment on this project approved back in May. So why then here in December are we still talking about delays?
Well, the redevelopment was given the green light in May, yes, but almost immediately the project began to change, and the changes have triggered new financing negotiations, new designs, new tenant plans, new cost estimates, and another round of reviews by the city. So in the meantime, the city has racked up more than $220,000 in additional costs for outside consulting work. The developers have paid the additional cost, but it all serves to drive up the total cost of the project.
The new mall was originally supposed to be open a year from now. When did planners realize that that target date was no longer going to be realistic?
In an email dated July 25th, one of the city's bond consultants wrote a message mentioning moving the opening to holiday 2015. That was the first official recognition that the project potentially faced some major delays.
Okay, well, even with the ongoing delays, I think most people are probably somewhat curious about what new stores will occupy the mall once it is fully redeveloped. Do we have any retail intelligence on that yet?
The developers have said repeatedly that they won't release tenant names until they have a full roster. But emails obtained by the Business Report indicate that several local retailers are moving to the mall, including REI. Although, again, things do remain in flux. We also know that Dave & Buster's initially planned to be there, but it no longer appears in planning documents that we obtained under the Colorado Open Records Act.
Well, REI already has a presence in Fort Collins. Wasn't the city hoping that the mall would attract new retailers to town instead of pulling in existing businesses?
Absolutely. The relocation of REI and other existing retailers is a major concern to the city because it worries that the new mall will cannibalize its existing retail sales tax base. This issue has been hotly debated between the developer and the city. In fact, the emails indicate the city wants at least 25 to 50% of new tenants from Fort Collins. At one point, the city said if the developers didn't recruit enough new stores, it would not consent to allowing a huge bond sale to move forward. Without that, of course, there would be no cash to fund the construction.
Okay. Jeff, thank you.
My pleasure, Brian.
Jeff Nuttall is the publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report.